glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Isaiah chapter 55, I love this, verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. I love that. Friend, I pray that you have a chance to seek the Lord. Call upon him today. A great reminder from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Well, happy Thursday to you. It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you on this 10th day of January. Yeah, here we are, 10 days in. doesn't even feel like 2019. But I guess, again, what does 2019 feel like? I really don't know. But it's going by way, way, way too quickly. That's for sure. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Mark and Friends here on this listener-supported radio ministry. Great News Radio, and here we are. It's Thursday, and today starts back up another round of the English conversation classes, which gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning, will last until 12 noon. It takes place at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana, right across from the food court there. If you're interested in maybe teaching, maybe sometime in the future, you can connect with us there. You can show up and see how it's done. It's a great outreach of this radio ministry. But also, if you know somebody who would benefit from the English conversation classes, have them show up this morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Again, Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, across from the food court right there in Urbana. Also, the children's choir starts back up late this afternoon. You can get more details on that and the ECC classes at our website at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, did you watch the Bears game on, what was it, Sunday? I was just talking about the Chicago Bears. What, just last Thursday, and just how excited I am that they're doing so well. And I said, I'm not getting too excited because they're the Bears. And then there they go. They lose on Sunday and out of the playoffs. That's it. But again, you know, I'm from Chicago, so I know what it means to be heartbroken when it comes to sports teams. But that's all right. That's all right. In fact, my wife and I were actually going to go up to see a Blackhawks game next month at the United Center in Chicago. So we are really looking forward to that. Let's see. Coming up today here on Great News Radio, we're going to be talking about influence. You know, we're called to have an influence, to make an impact in the world around us. Not just stand out. That's important, though. But also influence and impact the world around us. And today we're going to be talking about influence, taking a look at Matthew chapter 5. That's coming up right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you. I want to seek you first. I want to keep you. I want to keep you first. More than anything I want you first. Let me hear your voice, and in the midst of pain, let let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart and seek you.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll here with you, and I think I'm convinced that very few people in the world actually really like trail mix. I mean, we say we do, but most of us, I think, only eat trail mix for one reason, the M&Ms. Is that the truth? I mean, trail mix, they offer just a way of eating candy and feel healthy at the same time. I mean, really, they're all mixed together, aren't they? And friend, like a bag of trail mix, believers in Christ are mixed into the world. And like the candy in the trail mix, Christians must retain their distinctiveness, even while mixed into all kinds of life situations. You know, one thing about trail mix, though, even though all kinds of things are inside of it, they got peanuts, they got Chex and all of that stuff, they all end up tasting a little bit like chocolate, don't they? Because the sweetness has flavored everything else. And like that sweet chocolate, we aren't made to simply be in the mix of the culture. We are meant to influence the world around us. And so today we're talking about influence. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn, if you would, to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to take a look at a few verses here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." Verse 14 of Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So Jesus says here that we are the salt of the earth. You know, it's amazing. Salt does a few different things
One, it seasons. Salt seasons. I mean, if you just put a pinch of salt on food, it's amazing how it brings out the flavor inside that food. It really does. Now, my family, they make fun of me when I do this, but whenever we go out to eat, I get a water with lemon, and I put just a pinch of salt in the water to bring out that lemon flavor. It's just weird. I know my family, they make fun of me about it. When we exert our influence in the world, we season the world with the gospel of Christ. I mean, think about this. Throughout history, we see how this has happened as followers of Christ have contributed to the overall good of cultures and society. Think about disaster relief ministries. Ministries like Samaritan's Purse, who does the shoebox ministry. I mean, God has used his people to extend his love to the world in amazing ways. We are salt, salt seasons, but also salt preserves. I mean, people in Jesus' day, they used salt to help preserve their food. I mean, they didn't have refrigerators like we have today. Salt kept the food from going bad, and it enabled it to last longer as well. So when we today exert our influence in everyday situations, we keep the world from getting worse than it already has. Think about this. Christians display integrity, goodness, honesty, and joy. And in doing so, we uphold a society which seems like it's getting lower and lower. Plus, also, salt not only seasons, it not only preserves, but it makes people thirsty. Salty food makes you crave water to quench your thirst. Now, in watering holes or bars, they have peanuts, salty peanuts, that is free right there on the table. Why? Because if you're going to eat it, it's going to make you thirsty, and therefore, it's going to make you buy something to drink. See, whether people sense it or not, they are thirsty, friend, for something more, aren't they? When Christians exert their influence and display the goodness and joy that we have in Christ, it salts the spiritual palate of everyone else. Have you ever been with another Christian and they have this joy? They have this peace in the midst of whatever it is they're going through? You know what I'm talking about? That's the type of joy. That's the type of salt we ought to be demonstrating, making people thirsty, saying, you know what? What they have, I want. So Jesus says that you are the salt of the earth. But he also says in Matthew 5, verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 8, he says, I am the light of the world. But why did he choose to compare himself to light? Light. Now, consider the purpose of light. See, in that day and time, light wasn't meant to decorate houses like we do at Christmas time, right? Light was about utility and work. Only in the light can we really see and know the true nature of what's before us. See, when you light a lamp in a darkened room, you get immediate clarity. Without the light, mystery, apprehension, and maybe even fear controls the scene. Isn't that the truth? But light reveals, friend. It shows us the truth about what otherwise is hidden in the darkness, and that's what exactly Jesus does. He says, I am the light of the world, and he exposed of a lot of things. He exposed a lot of things that had been in the dark for a long time. He shined the light on the hypocrisy of the religious leaders of the day. He refused to accept the half-hearted devotion to God. He called sin, sin, and extended love and truth with his whole self. And like him, his followers, that's us, are meant to light the world and to light it brightly. With light comes truth. And you and I both know truth is not always comfortable, right? I mean, when you hear the truth of, or when you step on the scale It tells you the truth of how much you weigh, and that is not always comfortable, is it? See, being the light of the world means we must stand for truth even when others pressure us not to do so. That's the hard part. Jesus was the light, and it cost him his life. So we shouldn't be surprised when being the light costs us something as well. Jesus warned against the temptation to dampen the bright light within us because he says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Friend, we're all mixed together in this world, which means everyone has a chance to influence somebody else. So the question is, how will we use those opportunities we've been given? I pray today that you choose to be salt and to be light.
Ah, yes, that's right. Proclaiming the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. Here we are. It's Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll, and here at Great News Radio, we've been going strong for well over 20 years because of God's goodness, but also because of God's people. And as we continue on this week, continue on in 2019, would you prayerfully consider partnering with us, financially partnering with Great News Radio? It keeps us on the air and keeps us going strong until the Lord returns. You can write to us. We'd love to hear from you. You can send in your gift. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can hop online at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button there on the right-hand side that says donate. And we greatly appreciate, we really do, I greatly appreciate your gifts of support and your prayers as well. We greatly appreciate that. And from all of us here at Great News Radio, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, join me tomorrow morning. I'll be doing the Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow and all this month. So we get to hang out an extra day each and every week. So that's tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to hang up my headphones and hang out with my family today. It's Thursday. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.